Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sam Freedom. I'm here for Sam Freedom Hour. Who the fuck even knows what it is anymore? I think it's 10 or 11. It's probably 10. That just goes to show you how much I'm paying attention. And even if it is number 10, it's not really 10 because the first two shows were only 15 minutes, so they can't accurately be called an hour, can they? And I'm going to say that at the beginning of every show, come hell or high water, whether you think I'm obnoxious or consistent, I don't give a fuck. But in any case, for those of you who are new to the Sam Freedom phenomenon, the MySpace website where you can get all the goodies is myspace.com/Sam Freedom. That's myspace.com/Sam Freedom. And the Blog Talk Radio show site is blogtalkradio.com/Sam Freedom. If you're not getting it by now that Sam Freedom is tacked on to the end of everything I do, then there's probably no help for you. As usual, I have my lovely assistant, Ryan, tonight, who I'm going to unmute right now, but let's see if she behaves, or I'm going to have to go right back to mute. Okay, I'm unmuting her now. Ryan, are you going to behave?
Yep.
Okay, everybody, you heard it. If not, I'll just click the mute button again. Tonight's show is not going to be politics. It's not going to be about how China is starting to build a massive navy that's going to assault us from the West Coast. It's not going to be how we're sending 20,000 more troops in to get slaughtered in Iraq and to take on Iran. None of that crazy stuff that everybody else is talking about these days. Tonight, we're going to honor Fuck You Friday in its 11th week. And that's 11 weeks longer than I thought it would last, considering that greater bloggers with lesser offensive material have been shit-canned very quietly in the middle of the night by what I presume to be either the MySpace Thought Police or something akin to a big fucking error, because if you notice, Tom and MySpace get so many other things wrong, it just makes sense that out of like 90 million accounts that some of them are going to get accidentally written over once in a while, so I have no idea why exactly my show, my blogs have not been deleted yet, but I'm not going to tempt fate. So tonight, I'm allowing people to call in and get whatever they want off their chest. If you call in tonight, I don't mind people spending time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, probably not going to, you know, let people stay on for like 20 minutes or half an hour like I have in the past because I want to make room for other people. But we are now seeing another caller from 502. I'm going to let you in now to say hello.
And hey, what's up, Sam?
Hey, who's this?
Fat Kid.
Hey, how you doing, Fat Kid?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Did you posted on the blog tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Good, man. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest tonight, like a big hearty fuck you to anybody?
Well, pretty much my big hearty fuck you I got is to all those bloggers that you got out there that fucking, I know, looked at your blog but never fucking voted, whether they voted for me or not. All they had to do was fucking vote, fucking pussies.
That's true. I always wondered about that because other bloggers have mentioned it too, where they get thousands of views and then there's only like 400, you know, 300 comments or something like that. And not all those comments were original. Like some of them were you know, the same people thanking other people for the votes and stuff like that. It was still a successful event, but you know, you always have to wonder why people just can't take like 3 minutes to, you know, vote for somebody. Kind of sucks. So fuck you if you didn't vote in the last fuck-a-palooza contest. There's no excuse for it except that you're a lazy fuck. Okay. Fat Kid, do you remember Ryan?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Ryan, did you bring Rusty out here tonight?
Yep.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing?
Pretty good.
All right.
What's going on, Rusty?
Not much.
Rusty, I've got I'm going to introduce you again, okay?
All right.
Everybody who's listening, Rusty has the incredible distinction of being a bona fide sociopath. Now, you think that most people wouldn't want to be called a sociopath. That's because they really aren't one. Well, he is one, so he doesn't have a problem being called that. Is that correct?
I've been called many things, and that's actually one of the weaker ones.
Okay. Look, put the tire iron away, okay? We're all friends here. Ryan.
I suppose.
Is there anybody you want to say fuck you to tonight?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, you're not invited on the next show.
Okay.
Rusty's wow.
High on sugar right now and trying to hold back.
Shut up, Rusty.
Oh, how mature of you, Ryan.
I know.
Thanks for not letting me down.
I won't.
Thanks for not letting me down.
I'll never let you down.
No, really. If you ever come on this show and you're normal, like, you know, you're, like, mature, normal, like, ready with some material.
Okay.
I will just be totally disappointed in you. I'm not kidding. If you ever come on the show and actually contribute something meaningful, people will never hear from you again. That's the
Thank
end of it.
Thank you.
Do you want, look, I picked you for a reason, and it wasn't to add to the show.
Okay.
Okay. So, Fat Kid.
Yeah.
let me ask you something. You're an MP in the military, correct?
Recruiter right now, but yeah, right. For the most part.
I just want to hear stories about you having shot people, but I guess we're not going to get any of those tonight.
Nope, I never have shot anyway. I told you that last time, Sam.
That's true, but what do you think? I remember this shit?
I would hope so.
Come on. Like, I have more important things to remember.
Okay, but you know, Ryan's bra size is not one of them, okay?
Yeah, right. Well, it seems to grow every week, you know. In any case, I just want to tell everybody who's listening right now, since I used to think that everybody was basically intelligent, but now I've discovered after careful observation and experience that about 90% of humanity is ignorant. It's just that everyone you're talking to at the time thinks they're part of the 10% that isn't. So I'm going to
especially after hanging out with me.
I'm going to repeat. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to repeat the phone number for calling in here. When I say repeat, I didn't say it tonight, but I'm repeating it from last week. The number is 646-652-4573. Don't be a pussy your whole life. If something's bothering you or someone's pissing you off, I don't care. Look, I'm a Bush supporter. If you want to call up and say that you hate George Bush, fine by me. You know, try and give an intelligent reason for it. Don't just be a monkey swinging off a tree hating George Bush because you're a misfit and you can't find anywhere else to fit in except by screaming George Bush's name out. But 646-652-4573. If the government's pissing you off, if you can't get your dick up anymore, if your husband won't take out the trash or he's fucking the secretary, if whatever it is, if someone's taking your house by eminent domain, if a spaceship keeps taking you away and putting ball bearings in your ass, whatever you want to bitch about tonight, I'm going to give you a little airtime. So get your fanny on here, 646-652-4573. And for all you male listeners out here who tend to, other than Fat Kid 60 and Rusty, who tend to be shy, Ryan's out here, and she'll talk dirty to you if you call in. So let's go around the horn here. Rusty.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight, buddy?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Anything going? Buddy.
Anything going on this week?
No. I'm sitting at my computer like normal.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, it's, if
you mean
I
like
do
abnormal.
Have something to bitch about, though.
Huh?
I do have something to bitch about, though.
That's good. Well, I just want to say, I wish that you had your own phone. That way I could mute Ryan while you talk. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the thing is I think it was either it was the night before last.
Speak up, my listeners are deaf.
Oh, sorry. The night before last at about 2 a.m., Roadrunner decided to do a service in this area.
Yeah.
You know, a full diagnostic that takes 4 fucking hours.
Right.
And I call up Roadrunner to ask them, you know, why the fuck did I lose internet? And they're like, oh, it'll be back up at 6 o'clock. You know, so I lost 4 hours of my internet. I mean, yeah, sure, it was in the middle of the night, but me, I have no life. So I actually slept on the chair and woke up at exactly 6 to to reset up all my download programs.
Well, you know, I can almost sympathize with you, but I think you're dumbing it down a little bit. I think you need to, like, get the rage out in a fuck you sentence. Like, you know, tell Roadrunner how you feel. Like, Roadrunner, I'll send them the podcast so they get to hear this. Tell them. Say, fuck you, man.
Rusty, say
Rusty.
Fuck you.
Come on, tell Roadrunner how you feel. I'm Roadrunner. Hi, Rusty. How do we do?
I see. Tell you the truth, it's part of being what I am. I try and avoid
talking.
Yeah, that and getting angry or even violent thoughts. I mean,
yeah, well,
I've been brainwashed all my life.
I know, but you're just play acting tonight. You're pretending, that's all. Just pretend.
Oh, it's not pretend. It's pretty much programming.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I can be offensive, but most of the time when I'm offensive, it's not out of anger. And when I'm angered, it's kind of like, you know, all the offensive things just are sucked out of my mind.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The true sociopath, they can't even, like, fake or pretend anything. They just have to either get pissed off or be subdued. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's going to block.
Hey, Fat Kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to let somebody else in on the line now.
All right.
And we're going to see what they have to say. And you're going to actually grade them on a scale of 1 to 10. All of you. We're going to be judges, and we're going to grade this next caller on a scale of 1 to 10. To see how their fuck you rates, okay?
Hoo-ah!
Jihad this.
Welcome, 706.
Hey, to all the Islamic Nazi bastards out there, I got something for you. Jihad this, you I don't know. I can't say it on the air, can I? Can I say it?
Say whatever you want, man.
Okay, to all you Islamic Nazis, jihadists, motherfuckers, this is Jim from Freedom Fighter, and you're lucky that you're not in my yard right now, because otherwise I'd put it, like Toby Keith said, I got Robert on the line on conference, I'll put a boot up your ass. Now, this isn't a threat, it's a promise, because it's not, I'm not breaking the law, I'm in law enforcement, because I haven't directly threatened a specific individual or business, but someone just fucked with my page on our Freedom Fighter banner, and every graphic I had on Islam is now bandwidth exceeded. Our banner with our link is fucked up on my page and Robert's page and probably everybody else that has it on MySpace. But you know what? That's not going to stop our show. That's just going to motivate us further. Because you know what we're going to do? We're going to organize this year a Quran burning, at least outside of the Communist or Crescent News Network in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care if there's 20 of us. We're going to burn the Quran publicly. And I'm announcing this now, first on your show, even before our show. There will be a Quran burning. They could burn our flags. They could burn our troops and swing them from bridges and get pissed off about wanting their crybaby attitude about putting prayer rooms in football stadiums. Well, I say fuck them all, okay? No, obviously we don't use that language on our show, but
keep
my
going,
mom would
keep
beat,
going.
My mom would
you have
me,
45 more minutes. Keep going.
I got 45 minutes? All right,
yeah,
go, Robert.
Going.
No, I'm going to get my buddy Robert. Robert, go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin on that, man. Shit.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing pretty good. What about you?
Fine, thanks. Nice.
What was the name of your show? Fuck Friday or Fuck This Friday or something like
well,
that?
Well, the blog event is called Fuck You Friday.
Oh, good. So I say fuck you, not fuck you, little Islamic bastard.
Yeah. And let's be very what am I looking for?
Don't tell me to be PC, buddy, because I'm not castrated. My genitalia drag the ground. Go ahead.
No, you have to understand it's pretty much anything goes here. But the
that's
I want
to.
But the other thing is I want to be clear. That it's not, like you even say on your show, it's not all Muslims, it's the Islamo-fascists.
Correct.
The,
right,
the radical Muslims, like the 180 to 200 million of them that are willing to blow up buses full of school children.
Is that all there are, 180 million?
Oh, how many people in America, buddy?
No, there's about 200 that are radicalized. That's an estimate.
200 million.
200 million.
200 million that are radical or
hey,
or sympathizers.
Have you heard a show yet, man?
What's that?
Have you heard a show yet?
Of course I have.
You hear us tonight?
Yeah, I actually I have like a multiple thing going on here. I listen to your show on the I have it on the computer while I'm listening to like Bill O'Reilly out of my other ear.
Hey, I got something for you to play. No, it's about 30 later. But you know like Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, I like Bill. He's kind of cool, you know.
Well, he may not be strong enough for you. I also listen to my.
Well, no, I've open mind. I mean, look, you know, I'm Jewish. Robert's a Baptist. Hey, we get along. What the hell, man?
Sure. There you go. And I'm Jewish too. So.
Well, hey, listen to this, man. Here we go. You said about the Muslim thing? Here we go. Well, let me play it here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Muslims
taking
are
over.
Terrorists, but most terrorists are Muslims. And believe me, I know.
There you go.
Hey, question for you, since you've done
yes,
this
sir.
Since you've done this quite a bit. How do I get to play the music?
Oh, my God. Hey, tell you what, I'll give you got my number, Sam?
Yeah, but just tell me right now, because, I mean, I've uploaded music. I just want
to
get to it.
Oh, yeah, man, we'd love to. You go down to your host, God, what's that, the host? Look, let me go there right now.
It's okay.
Robert, say something so you don't have to give him dead air, buddy.
No, that's
okay.
Go to your host
toolkit. Host toolkit.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm at my host toolkit right now.
Click on your host toolkit.
I'm there.
And then click on upload files.
No, I mean, I've already uploaded it. I just wonder where to find it.
Well, it should be when you click on uploaded files, you should have a bunch of little green bars of your
name.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah, I get it now.
Got it, buddy?
Yep, I do. All right, listen, I just want to ask everybody here, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that rant, Fat Kid?
The what?
Fat Kid, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
No, Fat Kid 6D.
That's me.
Yeah, I want you to rate that rant on a scale of 1 to 10.
All right, I'll give him a 6, because up until the point in time where he said fucking Quran burning,
yeah,
he lost me. I was with him up to that point in time,
okay.
But I ain't down for no Quran burning.
Okay, but that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion here. But before that, would you put it on a 10 before he got Quran burning?
Before that, I'd give him about an 8. I mean, he had some enthusiasm going behind him.
Okay. Ryan.
Yeah.
How would you rate him on a scale of 1 to 10?
Orgasmic, I'm wet.
Yeah, your vote doesn't count. Okay, Rusty.
Oh, hey.
I'd say about an 8 overall.
Yeah.
And the reason why I lost points, me, I really don't give a damn about much at all, but he stuttered as he delivered. You know, if he had had less stuttering the whole time.
This is valuable feedback. You're not going to get it.
That's fine. That's fine. I didn't stutter on my show. I was just pissed off because I just got done trying to post my bulletins out, you know,
yeah,
for our show, and I just... Ah!
No, listen. You got big cojones, you know, coming public and saying that you're going to burn the Quran. I think that's, you know...
Hey, you know what?
It's not been nothing. It's not,
the whole thing is, no one, the Americans aren't getting angry with what they're doing here to us, and we're being so nice to them and accommodating them. And, you know, I support the president on this, but, you know, I had the part when he says, you know, religion is a peaceful religion, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, even over there. Look at the women in Afghanistan when the Taliban was in there. Now
right.
Women can vote. They can have jobs and everything. And what about these Muslims attacking other Muslims and Buddhists? I mean, what the hell has a Buddhist done to anybody?
Well, here's the thing. I do want to just go on record as saying that personally I'm not into Koran burning, okay? And I don't know if that solves anything, but...
I may not really do it. I'm just ranting.
I understand, but I can certainly understand your frustration because sometimes when you feel like your back's up against the wall, you know?
I mean, I'd drop a nuke on Mecca if I had one.
Hey, on the Koran burning, I would happen to burn it because how do you misinterpret this? I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip of them. So when you meet in battle those who disbelieve, then smite the neck until when you have overcome him. And as for those who are slain in the way of Allah, he will by no means allow their deeds to perish. That's right out of the Quran.
And so why don't we take our military and apply Islamic principles of battle to our soldiers?
Okay.
You know? I mean, when we're fighting Islamic people, why don't we do that? And then they want to complain about our soldiers and Gitmo, you know? But yet, Robert, what have we had recently about the mistreatment of some soldiers that's come out?
Oh, well, they just, what mistreatment? They treat our soldiers so nice.
Yeah, they treat our soldiers so nice, guys, you know? I mean, like, you know, they light them on fire at the beginning of this war and swing them from bridges. I mean, the Geneva Convention has done nothing for our military.
No,
okay?
That's right. Well, you know something? It's like the same thing when the British first came over here to kind of attack, you know, us in the beginning of before America even started. Remember when they came over and, you know...
I don't actually remember. I wasn't back then, but yeah, I read about it.
No, but you remember the story about how the Americans were fighting, you know, from trees and behind walls and stuff, and the British were lining up for them to take a shot at, you know? But I got to tell you something. I think with the 20,000 troop surge, whether you think it's enough or not, who knows, and the carrier group going over there.
Well, that's not the question. The question is, untie the hand.
I think
you
they did.
You could send
a million more troops there, and
it's not going to do no good unless they fight the enemy and destroy the enemy.
No, I think they have. That's why the 4,000 Marines are going into Anbar Province. I think they've got explicit orders to kick ass, and I think also...
Yeah,
They also they've also made it so that no politicians now or high-level officials can call up and say, stop your mission in the middle of it.
Well, that's good.
Yep, that was a very clear point now. Because before, you know, back especially in the Clinton administration, you remember like there was that little documentary where they had somebody who called up the CIA guy in the middle of the operation and told him to stop.
Yeah, because of collateral damage.
Correct. You know, and also I think they might have had a secret agent kind of in that crowd. And
that would have been Madeline, not so bright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget Dirtbag Durbin and Big Mouth Mercer, you know.
But no more, you know, they can't do that. And also they gave them the go-ahead to attack Iranian operatives.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just mentioned that tonight on the show.
I think things are going to heat up. And once again, although I'll tell you this, it is an incredible fuck you for Fuck You Friday. I want to be careful not to turn the whole show into another version of your show, which is
We didn't want to do that. But
the reason I'm saying that is because I want to be careful because I can easily talk about this stuff forever with you guys, and you know, it just.
Oh, I know, but yeah, you did say it was fuck you, so I figured, hey, I just got pissed off.
Absolutely, no. It's one of the best rants I've received so far.
I mean, you know what? Here's the thing, though. We are not. My last closing statement would be, I didn't see, you know, didn't see us Jews out there trying to burn Hollywood down because of Mel Gibson's escapade.
Yep.
And I didn't see my Christian friends out there burning Hollywood down when The Last Temptation of Christ came out, okay? So, you know, they're cowards. They basically are cowards. They hide behind women's dresses, and they can't meet me face-to-face. That's why they resort to terrorism. They can't win in a battlefield, and then they have to hack my page. Now, I'm not going to lower myself and start hacking.
Well, two things. I don't know if they hack your page. I think you just ran out of bandwidth.
Well, what you mean? That means that could be a good thing that so many people are clicking the banner, huh? Well, what can I do to protect it?
Well, what happens is because you have a free account, and I think they only give you up to 10 megs, and you've been doing a lot of promoting. I mean, I know that. And plus, for instance, you put a banner on my page, and I get, like, you know, 1,000 hits or something. It's not like 1,000 hits is going to use up all that bandwidth.
So let me ask you, if I give them a paid subscription, will I be able to get them back? Or?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to do that then.
Yeah, just you know, write to them. I think that's what it is. Have you logged into your account?
I logged into my account, and the pictures are there.
Yeah, you just ran out of bandwidth. I think it even says it on the photo you've exceeded.
Well, will they pop back up on my page?
Yeah, as long as you go in and you pay for more bandwidth, they'll do it for you.
Damn, I wish I had a credit card.
I'll tell you what. That's why I bought a hosting account of my own. You know, it's like I can just put up as many photos as I want. I get, like, tons and tons and tons of bandwidth that'll never be used up.
Huh.
You know?
I'll have to take care of that tomorrow.
Sure.
I don't believe in credit cards. I pay.
But the thing I want to say is that what I even mentioned on my blog tonight is that a lot of people don't realize that a lot of people have never really been through a war. I mean, the people have heard of a lot of the people who are pining against the war today, they've heard of Vietnam, but they weren't around during it.
Right.
And so they think that this is a war. And I listen to some of my listeners are liberals, and I'm not getting in a war with them, you know, on every little single issue, but I happen to listen to, like, a neocon guy today.
Right.
And I like some of the stuff he said, to tell you the truth, and he understood a point that I brought up. He actually brought up the point that I was going to bring up to him at first, which was that as far as wars go, what's going on in Iraq is a skirmish. You know, there's 3,000 people dead, and I hate having to preface saying that every time with every life counts. You know, it's not like, you know, you want 3,000 people to die. You don't want anyone to die.
Right. No.
But compared to the wars that we've been through, 3,000 is small.
Damn freedom.
And that whole – one quick thing. I'm sorry. That whole thing over there is being cleaned up so that we can just be prepared for China and the Pacific Rim. That's all.
Let me give you some historical facts on U.S. soldier deaths. World War I, 53,513. World War II, 292,131. The Korean War, 33,651. The Vietnam War, 47,369. The First Gulf War, 148.
Gotcha. Well, listen, you know, when it comes to as far as supporting the troops go, let's hear this one.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me.
There you go.
All right.
Seriously.
Those 5 gigs, not good. I'm looking at PhotoBucket now. They want to charge me for 3 months, $9, or 1 year for 25 for 5 gig.
That may not be bad, but you know what? Before you do anything, I'll talk to you about it privately, okay?
Okay, yeah. I'll talk to you after the show. Message me.
Yeah,
all right, let's not forget about the anti-war protest tomorrow.
Yeah.
Over 300,000 will be there.
All right, Sam, and I'll be up on my computer. Just message me when you get a chance, buddy.
Sure.
God bless, man.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling
in. You too, buddy. Bye.
Yep.
Sam.
Yeah, I just want those guys to know that if I happen to die, like, you know, the next year or two, I'd appreciate it if they cremate my cremate me into ashes and put my ashes in the tip of a Moab and send it over. Okay, go ahead, Rusty. What's that?
Oh, you just uploaded that song, didn't you?
I uploaded it, like, yesterday or the day before.
Well, you uploaded or downloaded something because I heard a beep that's the same noise my computer makes when I download something complete.
Yeah.
And I actually got up to my computer to check, and it pissed me off.
Huh. Oh, well. No, maybe that's what the sound that it makes when it actually, like, when it starts to play or something on this particular.
Well, did you have an error or something about 10?
No, it was the first time I ever did it. I just clicked the play button, and just that was it.
Huh.
I mean
before the song.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm telling you, I uploaded it, like, 3 days ago, actually.
All right.
Honest to God.
I know it wasn't my computer.
I just want to say that's Jim and Robert from the Freedom Fighters. That's blogtalkradio.com/Jim4Tabitha. And if I got that wrong, please forgive me, Jim. I will make sure to mention it again on another show day. You can also get there by going to myspace.com/SamFreedom. And on the left side of my screen is a big, huge white banner where there was once a Freedom Fighters banner, and it's now a big white thing that says, Bandwidth Exceeded. It looks pretty ugly on my site, like a big blotchy skin, but if you click on it, you'll end up at Freedom Fighters. Okay. Now, listen, I want some people to call in. I'm going to go back to the people who are here in a second, but I want some people to call in and tell me Do you have anything you want to say fuck you to tonight? I mean, don't be a pussy. Seriously, you're sitting out there listening right now, and I really do kind of appreciate that, even though I think you're weird for listening to the show. Oh, no, I'm going to, like, lose a listener. Actually, my last show, I got 1,400 listens, I think, to the last show, which is pretty fucking phenomenal considering I don't know. I mean, it's not like I'm breaking a sweat, you know. And the show prior to that was about 500 plus, and before that 300, and before that 500. So the listenership is picking up. And I just want to say to anybody listening, you know, there's no need to go through life being a pussy. You may think, like, everybody's listening to you and they're going to judge you. Nobody gives a fuck. Just call up, spew, vent. Please, don't even tell me there's not somebody who pisses you off. I don't care if it's a toll taker who looked at you the wrong way. Call up and get some weight off your chest. We're fucking friends here, you know. We might jam an intellectual hot poker up your ass, but so what? It's the Sam Freedom Hour. Have some fun. Take a shot of whiskey before you call, whatever you want.
Vicodin.
Who wants to say something?
Yeah, Vicodin.
Take some Vicodin, maybe.
Vicodin, yeah, I know.
Vicodin.
Oh, you know what? I have
another
caller.
That's a word for me.
I have another caller, so we can all get jiggy. Caller from area code that begins with a 4. You are live. What is your name?
Heather.
Heather. Is this the Heather?
Yes, this is the Heather. I finally called in.
I am so glad you finally called in. I just want to say that Heather is one of my most loyal readers and supporters and just everything on MySpace. And we had met in the very beginning. And for those of you who don't know, we had like this vicious, like, word battle going back and forth. And eventually I said, you know what, you really need to, like be my friend and come over to my blogs and shit. And she was cool enough to accept. And ever since then, it's been like the marriage that was supposed to be. So let me ask you a question tonight, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the Sam Freedom phenomenon? In your own words, please, not the ones I fed you in a script.
Awesome and amazing.
Okay, I'll take that. I figured you might just like go on and on and on and on for the next half an hour or so, but awesome and amazing is a very good start. Now, is there something you want to rant about tonight?
Oh, yeah. There's just two little things I want to say fuck you to.
Okay.
Okay, number one.
Do you want to raise your voice or do you want to be, like, you know, subdued about it?
Oh, okay. Number one would happen to be the stupid IT guys that my company hired that don't know a server from their ass.
Fucking bastards. How much are they paid, do you know?
A lot. They're like 60 or 70 bucks an hour because they hired these kids off the street.
Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's going to sound like I'm hanging up. I got to just make a switch to another phone for 1 second. It would literally take me 2 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Second.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi.
I get to hear you guys all the time.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know how that worked, but I got lucky.
It was more than 2 seconds, god dang it.
Yeah.
Hey, if it only takes you that long to get lucky there, Sam, you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. On my own show, being insulted, that's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, it's fucking
welcome.
Fridays.
Yep, you get a front row seat next show. It's gonna be a bukkake. You get front row seat in a bukkake, fat kid, and your hands tied behind your back, right?
Yeah, I'd bring it on, Sam, bring it on.
Well, he likes bukkake.
Oh, God, I feel sick.
Okay.
No. I'm saying if you got the balls enough to even try.
He's saying if I have balls and want to give him a bukkake?
No, I said if you got the balls enough to even try it, come try.
Still sounds
it
like,
won't happen.
Still sounds like it needs some improvement on that.
Yeah.
In any case, okay, all right, no bukkake. Next time. Time after that. Heather.
Back to Heather.
Heather.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Fat kid wanted a bukkake, and I'm not, you know, I want to oblige, so.
Oh, I'm all for that.
No, I'm kidding around. I'm kidding around, Jay. Yeah, Heather would do a bukkake, right?
Oh, well, I consider it at least.
All right. So these IT guys get paid 70 bucks an hour, and they can't get their shit straight.
No, they can't.
You know, they're geeks. They have nothing else to do in life. You think that they would be studying this stuff day in and day out.
But see, these aren't geeks. These are actually, like, well-dressed, like, stuck-up preppy kids.
Oh, I see. So they're probably not studying IT stuff on weekends. They probably just passed a few minor standardization tests, and they hump each other on weekends.
Probably.
Okay. So continue then, please.
I only have one more.
Okay.
It's a big
fuck you to the guy who happens to be my friend, who has been completely, like, blowing me off all week, and then decides to call me today at 6 o'clock and ask me what I'm doing.
Now, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so bad? Because I know, like, as a guy, how many days did he blow you off for?
Seven.
Now, as a guy, to me, like, 7 days goes by in the blink of an eye. You know, and I'll call somebody after 7 days, and they'll be like, why didn't you call me? I'll be like, what are you talking about? I don't call some people for months. 7 days is like yesterday.
I don't even call back.
Yeah.
Except for we're supposed to talk every day with work stuff.
Oh, see, are you mixing work and pleasure?
A little bit.
Have you done anything with him yet?
Oh, we're not going to go over this on the air.
Oh, yeah, sir, it's just a friend.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. What was I thinking? You know, seriously. So anyways, all right, so he's supposed to call.
Yeah.
Why'd you use your real name tonight anyways?
Just easier.
Okay. All right, because, I mean, I know, you know, there's lots of people who like the Sam Freedom Hour. 1,400 listens last time.
Be quiet.
Gotta be careful. That's right.
You're not giving out the other name at the same time, so we're fine.
Oh, jeez, I'm glad you said something, because I probably would have been. I'm like a dope tonight. I'm a dope tonight. I just came out here like a complete dope. So, okay, so the other one is you get a friend who is supposed to call you every day?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, like, written in a contract somewhere? Is it sort of like that unwritten woman?
Not even every day. Just, like, once this week would have been really nice.
Okay, well, this sounds like unwritten down woman imagination stuff, because now it's gone from every day to every few days would be nice. Did you actually communicate something between each other?
He just, instead of calling me like he used to every day,
okay,
he now emails me.
Well, listen, I'm glad you said that, because if you're honest with me, I can at least give you an avenue by which to, like, get that bastard to comply. But if you're telling me, like, he's supposed to call every day, and, like, he doesn't know this, I can't help you. So it was never communicated. There was no, like, there was no definite communication as to it should be every day, it should be every few days, it should be once a week. None of that was communicated. It was just kind of assumed, right?
It was kind of assumed because he'd done it always before for the last
Oh, right,
year and
yeah.
A half.
But you know, you should. Do you want to say how old you are now? What are you, 18 now? Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're like 28, right? 26?
7.
27. I knew that.
You were close.
Well, I'm there. So, I think you ought to know by now. And if not, you better know from today forward that if something is not communicated, then don't assume anything.
Yes, I do know that.
Especially with a guy. Especially with a guy. I'm telling you, if a guy talks to you, like, at least once a week, he digs you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rusty, tell her.
It's true. Hell, I don't even call women back.
Rusty, when you stalk a woman, though, I mean, come on, honest, how often do you stalk them?
I don't even stalk women.
Every day.
The only person I stalk is Ryan, and I've already had it.
There you go. Well, wait a minute. Did you actually, like, go to, like, full pop, or did you just stick it in?
Oh, the worst part about it is we got interrupted after, like, a minute and a half, and I wasn't even able to nut.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It was still some of the best sex I ever had, of course. But,
yeah. You're very lucky, Ryan. You at least have a minute and a half's worth of memory to go on. There's a lot of women listening right now who can't get their husbands to even last 25 seconds. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
All right.
Yeah, well, I was a first-timer, so.
Yeah. Imagine that, though. I mean, I know you're a nice guy. Well, at least you're trying to be a nice guy and all that stuff, but can you imagine, like, having to live with the reality of having Ryan as your first? Ugh. Seriously, imagine having that, like, that traumatic memory that Ryan was your first lay ever. I mean, how do you cope with that?
I deny it.
Yeah, I got to give you credit, man. I gotta give you credit. Seriously, if she was my first lady, I'd be cutting myself with razors every day. Anyways,
I've done that. It got old after about 15 or so.
Yeah, after like 6 quarts of blood. That's okay. This could definitely tailspin out of control. We could be back talking about chainsaw and cows in half any minute now.
Yeah.
Careful. Okay, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you don't have one more fuck you?
I can't do that one on the air.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just in case. You never know who's going to listen.
I understand. Well, where are you right now?
I'm
downstairs.
Okay, I thought you might have been at a shelter or something.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm using the shelter's computer.
No.
Okay. He'd recognize your voice, though, wouldn't he?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, that's right, yeah. Well, I mean, with such little contact, he might not recognize your voice.
That's a good point. He didn't notice I had contacts for a week.
So. Won't even. You'd be like, hey, honey, you should have heard the show. It's so funny. The woman on there, man. Boy, whoever her guy is a real prick.
You see, that term just doesn't work anyway, because, you know, you have to have one to be called one.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
Since you've pretty much been useless tonight, would you please give out the call-in number?
Yeah. That's 646-652-4573.
Ooh, Vanna White, look out. Vanna White, your job is in jeopardy. Ooh, look out. Did everybody hear that? For Christ's sake.
I heard the enthusiasm in her voice when she said it.
Everybody's like scrambling for their Prozac right now. Where's my Xanax? Where's my Xanax? Okay, Ryan, how about you just give out that number one more time?
That's 646-652-4573.
Okay, and the switchboard just went dim. I just lost about 300 callers.
Well, keep her talking. She's about to burst. She's been holding it in far too long.
Yeah. No, you know something? Ryan's an awesome person, and I actually owe her a debt of gratitude because she can take my hardest shots and just keep on, like the Energizer Bunny, just keep on ticking. And but I won't give her too much gratitude because she won't know what to do with it all. Really, people who don't think they deserve it go haywire.
I'll treat you like shit.
What?
I would then treat you like shit.
Yeah, well, no, I would catch on pretty quickly and beat the crap out of you.
Yay!
Hey, fat kid.
Yeah?
When's the last time you got laid?
Oh, fuck. Let me see. I was in recruiting school. I left on my birthday last year, 2006, probably about 2 weeks before that.
So can you none of us here are math majors. Can you just tell us?
Little over a year.
Little over a year?
Yeah.
Do you feel that's too long, or are you like, you know, you're like okay with it?
Right now I'm okay with it, but I'm starting to get the DSB going on already.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna like
credit semen backup.
Okay. Deadly sperm.
About to fucking blow my top off.
Why don't you like go to Craigslist and just pick up a cute whore?
Oh no, I won't pay for sex. Sorry.
Come, you don't have to pay. Let me kick them out the door.
I got some standards. I gotta keep them.
What?
Kind of like a dine and dash.
A dine and dash. I guess so. I don't know if you want to be dining on it. Seriously.
No,
I don't need it.
I'm one of those guys that I can't do that.
No, I understand.
I've had very few partners in my life, and the ones that I do have, I've had for a while.
Well. There you go. I wanted to threaten everybody with thinking they had to listen to another round of that song. It's cute the first time, but afterwards it gets pretty gay. You know?
Yep.
Unless you like watching gay movies like Toy Story. Anybody here like Toy Story?
I did, but I was probably 10 years old.
Excuse me, it's my job to talk over Ryan. Ryan, would you say that again, please?
I was.
Hey, what's up, cat kid? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Right.
My father's obsessed with that fucking movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, of all the things to have OCD over. How often does he watch it?
Oh, I don't know. It's in his room constantly, though.
Yeah, I think, Heather.
Yes?
You have your own version of Toy Story going on over where you live, right?
No.
Tell us your story about your toys.
Oh.
This ought to bring up the ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just got about another 500 hits on your show right there.
Oh, yeah.
I just happen to have a plethora of choices.
Well, how many?
Close to like 100 of them now.
No, sir.
Shit.
Jesus.
Even Ryan,
woman.
Even Ryan, who is like a masturbator extraordinaire, is like impressed.
Can we get a top 10 inventory?
Top 10 inventory.
Number one easily. I have a very nice glass one.
Glass?
I've heard about those.
Those are great. It cost me about $300, but it was worth every penny.
Yeah, holy you should shit. Put those on your coffee table.
Yes, you can.
Okay, give me 1 second. I want to give the phone number out now because I think we're going to need it. the call-in number, folks, if you want to talk to Heather about her toy collection or if you just want to say fuck you to somebody and get a load off your chest or maybe a load out of your body, I guess, at this point, 646-652-4573. You better call in now because the show is going to rapidly decline, I think. All right, 646-652-4573. Don't be a pussy your whole life. Call up and get initiated into the Sam Freedom phenomenon, Sam Freedom Hour Show number 10. Please continue. I just want to know, isn't there any kind of a threat of, like, the glass dildo having, like, shards of glass and stuff?
It depends on which one you buy.
Okay.
Can't you heat them up?
Yes, you can. Actually, they recommend you keep a cup of hot water and a cup of cold water with ice cubes in it beside your bed until you're sure which one you like better.
Yep. I heard about that.
Learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah. They're works of art.
Oh, you want to know what's going on over here right now, which is, like, fascinating. There is a major fetish fair going on less than probably 15, no, not even 15, probably about 7 to 10 minutes from my house. It's a, it's sold out, like, two hotels worth of rooms at least, and it was on the radio today, and I called into the show, of course, you know. And the guy who was hosting the radio show was actually once the mayor of the city of Cambridge, and it wasn't a show about fetishes, but they were just talking about it because it was in the area, and he knew that there's a club called Man Ray in Cambridge. So I told him I lived in Cambridge. I used to go to Man Ray once in a while, and he asked me to describe what the line out front used to look like, and I said basically it was various stages of undress, but the line out front of Man Ray, people, like, when people go look at Christmas lights in the Christmas season, these were people who literally drive up and down the street just to, like, see the people who are in line. That's how hot it, that's how amazing it was. But there's a fetish show going on right now with all kinds of vendors and stuff, so. So continue anyways. Do you want to talk about your first toy still, or do you want to talk about new toys?
Goodness. What should I talk about?
We do want a top 10 list, I mean, you know, or at least a top 3.
Okay, there's the top one, of course, is the glass one.
Yeah.
Which you got to make sure you get the Pyrex one, because otherwise it can break.
Yeah.
Number two would have to be Instant Orgasm from California Dreams.
Hmm.
Yes, that's the machine.
Google. Google.
You have a fuck machine?
No, it's like a little handheld one, but it's got like a machine database to it. It's great.
You got to love it. You got to love it when the host is, like, obsolete. Continue, ladies. So now I wasn't even listening. I was looking at my computer for some reason. But did you just describe that thing?
Well, it looks like a big dildo with a little like butterfly coming off of it.
Yeah.
And it has basically a computer at the bottom of it. It's okay. Pretty decent size. When you turn it on, it spins round and round, and then the little butterfly flutters for you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Similar to a rabbit.
It,
but better.
You've got, like, 25 different speed options for each one of them.
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
that's sweet. Wow.
Does it come with internet upgrades?
No, but there is a version out that now has that.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? Ladies and gentlemen, our show is about butterflies. So I'm going to take a look here. Is it TerraPatrick's? Is that what it's called? Or you said California?
Yes.
TerraPatrick's?
It's TerraPatrick's by California Novelties.
I'm going to take a look at it. Oh, my God. Holy shit, what a fucking price tag. Ladies and gentlemen, you think that this stuff is like 30, 40, 50 bucks? Uh-uh.
Not even close.
No, on the internet, it's $100. How much was it where you bought it from?
I bought it when it first came out, the day after it came out, so I paid $198 for it.
Okay.
Ted, I know what I want for my birthday.
Goddamn TV in my room.
$198, that's a car payment.
And you've got like 100 toys,
Sam.
Like this?
A new toy.
Did you refinance your house?
It's a fuck machine.
It's a present.
646-652-4573. Call up and tell whoever you want to get the fuck out of your life, to fuck off. Even if they can't hear you, it will be recorded for their listening pleasure. And we can talk about your favorite dildos afterwards, or whatever your favorite toys are. I want to read for you what this thing is. I want to read the description of this. This one night with this vibrator will send her reeling. That's good, because I like a chick that I can go fishing with. Start off with this instant orgasm vibrator for foreplay, for fucking baseball. Make her come and come over and over, and then suck your cock. Boy, if this works on chicks who don't give head, I'm all for it.
All right, I got to make an announcement.
Sure, go ahead.
This might end up beeping, but I got to change phones.
Okay.
All right, so hold on 1 second.
All right. There it is. The sociopath giving us trouble.
Hey.
All right, he's back.
I heard the beep in every 3 seconds.
I know. When she can't take it anymore, it'll make her come and come over and over and then suck your cock. When she can't take it anymore, because she'll be begging for your cock after using this sex toy that has everything. Let me ask you a question, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
If this thing was being used on you to perfection, would you be begging for cock?
No.
No, you'd be like, get that fucking small thing out of my face, you bastard. You had your chance. You had your fucking chance. Okay, so let me see. 10 levels of vibration to get her begging for your hot cock. Her pussy will still be throbbing when you stick your cock into it. This instant orgasm sex toy has triple plus point clitoral stimulation with 10 speeds of shaft rotation and clitoral vibration with 10 other levels of intensity. You know, I'm so glad I haven't given my mother and father the link to these shows. 5 hypersonic functions of vibration. Now, folks, not that sonic was bad, but these are hypersonic. Pulsation, escalation, it's easy to use when your legs are open wide and you are reeling with pleasure. With this sex toy and its easy controls, you can touch every spot on your magic box. And that concludes the show. That's quite a device.
Yes, it is.
But I have a question, though. This is a serious tool.
Yes.
What happens? Like, you obviously, I mean, I know the answer for you, because you've got 100 toys. But did you ever have any that, like, you retired and that you put on a shelf somewhere? Or do you give them away? Or is it, like, disgusting to give them away to friends? Or can you boil them and give them to friends? What do you do with a toy you don't want anymore?
You get rid of it. You throw it away.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to, like, donate it to Goodwill.
No.
Do women ever play jokes on each other? Like, would you ever bring an old one that you're not going to use anymore to, like, a woman's restroom and just leave it on the floor?
Not that I know of.
Or would you ever just leave, like, a big one in the middle of, like, a busy sidewalk? And just, that would be awesome, and that would be something to put on YouTube. Just put a big dildo on the ground, like, with a fishing rod attached to it. And YouTube, it's just, like, throw this big black dinosaur cock in the middle of the sidewalk. And when people will stand around in circles and laughing at it, that'd be kind of a cute video for a while. Until a dog came by and ran off with it. All right, so that was the second one?
Yeah, that was okay. The second one.
And what's the third one?
Well, that could actually be a tie.
Okay. Quickly, let me just give the phone number out one more time. Phone number, folks, for those of you out there who are just about to give up your pussiness and call in, is 646-652-4573. If Ryan can dial it, anyone can dial it, okay? So call in and vent, and Heather will talk to you about dildos. Okay, continue.
For number three, there's a tie. There's the basic butterfly, which just is totally a clitoral stimulator.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and then there's the tongue,
which
is very old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned, but it's so good that you consider it in the top three out of all the 100 things that you have.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, the other one was a clitoral stimulator?
Yeah, it's a butterfly.
A butterfly. Is that one that you can wear in your pants all day long?
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever had an orgasm, like, right in the middle of, like, a meeting or anything, or while you're talking to people?
Yes.
Have you had trouble concealing it?
Yes.
Did anybody ever catch on?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Does it turn you on more that you're doing it in front of them?
Yes.
You whore.
Oh, you know it.
Yep. You fucking whore. You dirty fucking whore. That's really dirty.
I love it when you sweet talk me.
I know. Well, Ryan's going to get jealous because I call her a dirty fucking whore all the time.
I was confused.
Why are you confused?
Because I thought that was my name.
Well, actually, you're going to be. I only called you dirty fucking whore, actually, like on a couple of occasions. It's always been dirty fucking pig.
Yeah, or cunt.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, you got to listen into Fuck You Fridays just a little bit more often. I mean, as you can see, you're missing some of the best shit that Blog Talk Radio has to offer. Anybody can talk politics. Anybody can act like a New York University keg party buffoon. But this is Sam Freedom. And here we bring out the best and the worst in people at the same time. Speaking of the best, Rusty, I give the floor to you, man. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have something to bitch about.
Okay.
Oh, see, as you know, I do a lot of fucking downloading.
Oh,
right?
God.
Well, the thing is, in order to increase my download speeds and be able to find things that are usually unavailable online, who's doing that?
Fat kid, you gotta not snore. Are you awake?
I'm awake over here.
Oh, that's Ryan.
Okay, continue.
I knew who it was. You could tell as soon as you started talking that she was getting bored.
Yeah.
I was going la 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 la.
No, you were snoring. Come on, Rusty, continue.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Seriously, I'll block the
bed. What I'm ticked about is how there's actual. I now know there's people who have less of a life than I do because I am literally. I've been told to acquire 80,000 different photos of porn and send it to this dude just to be able to fucking get the last three seasons of Married with Children.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And I'm actually to the point where I'm tired of looking at porn, and that's what pisses me off.
The end.
So
shut up, Ryan.
That's why I want you to call in on your own, Rusty.
I'll ask to be muted, Ryan.
You know what? I'm going to mute you, Ryan. Rusty, I'm not muting you.
I'm
but
cool with it.
Okay. It's going to be for, like, you know, maybe like a minute.
That's cool.
Okay. You are now muted.
Thank you.
Everybody pretend they're muted. Okay. All right. This is really kind of sad, because I know there's other people listening right now. In fact, I'm going to tell you exactly how many people are listening. One. Now, let's see. Hold on a second. This thing tells me exactly how many people are listening to this stuff here. And the interesting thing is, like, some shows, like, 14 people listen. Other shows, like, 30 people listen. But then, like, the next day, it's all keyworded up and everything. And I will end up getting all kinds of tons of listeners. It's really, really fascinating. I still have no idea where they're all coming from. But one of the things that I do is there's two things. One of the things that I do is I look at what the most being a marketer, I look at what are the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I know that if people are going to be looking for them, they're going to type in like part of the name. So I use that in my keyword, and it's legitimate too because like one of them is Awesome Zara. You know, you all heard of Awesome Zara, correct? Or Heather?
Sure.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, when people go on to Blog Talk Radio, they type in awesome to look for her name. Well, my show, I think, is awesome. So I put awesome in my keywords, and people find me just by looking for her. Isn't that sweet?
That works.
Thank you, Internet Marketing. And lastly, I just want to say, you've all heard of that faggot, I mean, that crusty old fuck, Dear Murray?
Yes.
Dear Murray got a brilliant genius of an idea this evening, and it was to copy my Fuck You Fridays. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, and this is really what just totally proves my phenomenalness, is that nobody can copy me. You can call it Fuck You Friday. There's just no way. There's no way anybody could emulate me without going down in a heap of flames. So fortunately, he didn't even try. But he's got such a following of, like, insane people. They're actually... You know, they're all fun people. They all participate. But, you know, he's got a big following. So even though his was lame, people contributed anyways. And sometimes I think that that's even better because I'll create these blogs that are, like, amazing and stupendous, and people love to read them, but they're so, like, dazzled afterwards that they really don't, not many people, even though, like, hundreds and hundreds of people come through, not many of them, not all of them will comment afterwards, because, you know, what can they, what's there to say, hey, great blog, man, you know, like, oh, wow, thanks for the show, you know? So, fuck you, dear Murray keeps it, like, really crude and nasty so people don't have to think. And, you know, people just come in and give their one line and it's over, they're gone. So he should go very far with Fuck You Fridays. But I am still the king.
Fuck you, Murray.
Yeah, fuck you, you crusty fuck. Okay, let's see here. I think we're getting on. It's actually 12:30. I love to run over on the time. And even though I know that's a big no-no.
You do it all the time.
I do it all the time, don't I?
I don't think you've been on a show other than the first two, Sam. Because they weren't actually an hour. I don't think there's been one where you haven't run over on time.
Yeah. No, I really don't think so. Well, you know, maybe it's like part of being spoiled or something. You know, I just think I'm entitled to just have fun and do what I want to do. Like we all think we should be able to, right?
You want to know what, Sam?
What?
You only live once, so fucking live it how you fucking want it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you to all the rat bastards who want to fucking try and put stipulations on everything that fucking goes on.
I don't know. I think that's what radical Islam's trying to do right now, and they're getting their asses kicked for it. I think you got to be a little more careful with that.
Nah, we'll insult them for you.
All right. Well, listen, I want to just go around the table here. Did everybody feel they got a chance to talk tonight?
Rusty, oh, yeah.
Rusty, you?
I suppose.
You got a chance to talk tonight? You happy?
Yep.
All right.
I won't have to kill you now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Appreciate that. I might have to reconsider.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, too. Whatever you say, I'm going to appreciate it, so.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ryan, do you feel like you got a chance to talk enough tonight?
Whee!
That's enough out of you. Okay. Heather?
More than enough.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, I really am surprised.
That was quite a nice call you had there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were the star of the evening. You know that?
I was glad to be quiet while you were speaking.
let me ask you something, Heather. How do you feel calling in and, like, you know, like dirtying yourself with this show? Because I know that, you know, you usually, like, I think you're still friends with, like, the prima donnas. I think they're prima donnas, but, like, you know what I'm talking about, that the other side of the universe?
Yeah.
You're still friendly with them, right?
In a way, yes.
In a way, like that, in a way, like, yes, I nod and smile and sip coffee and tea with them, but inside I feel like a dirty girl. They don't understand. Is that right? They're all in denial of their nasty, dirty side. Is that true? I mean, not that they don't do stuff in the bedroom, but they, on the surface, they just act like, you know, they don't.
On the blog, they don't act like it, but I know when I talk to them, they say plenty of stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good to know. But in your blogs, you're pretty racy sometimes.
In the other blogs, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, more so than them?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's because that's what that site's for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is that site again?
I cannot give that one out right now.
Yeah, she lives like three or four lives. Intentionally. But in any case, do you remember, I think we talked about this, but do you remember when C wrote to me that I offended her on so many levels that she couldn't even begin to respond? Did she ever tell you about that?
Yeah.
It was during the Let's Make the World a Better Place stuff?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, really?
I just kind of left that one alone.
Yeah, I don't think so. In any case. Well, in any case, does anybody want to say anything before we go? You want to give one last hearty fuck you to anybody or anything? Me? I don't care.
I'm good.
All right.
Actually, I got one. Why did it take you 2 days to archive the last episode I was in? Yeah, what the fuck?
Because it was all about you, Rusty.
Okay, mute.
The world revolves around you.
Listen, I don't know why you're trying to antagonize Rusty. I think he asked a legitimate question. And my answer to that is, fuck you! No,
really?
Seriously, Rusty, that was Blog Talk Radio's problem. They've been doing some, they're changing the site over, they're doing some extra things to it, and when they were making adjustments. The recording was in there, but it didn't archive. And I had to get my friend on the horn to talk to the tech guy, and it came out later on, like the next day or something like that. So that's why it was a technical error.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Decent excuse, though.
Huh?
Decent excuse.
It's just the truth, you know, and it's like, it happened also with another one, too. There was another problem. But why? Were you just, like, obsessive compulsively hitting refresh the whole time?
Oh, the fucking cellmate upstairs wants to hear the show, and he wanted to hear that show, and it took 2 fucking days.
Who's the cellmate? Your father?
Yeah. I keep him upstairs.
Ladies and gentlemen!
You want to hear the story about the fucking boar in the fucking orange grove?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Why'd your dad want to hear the show?
Because he wanted to know why I'm using his phone for hours.
Oh, and instead of just telling him, look, it's really none of your business, or like, you know, I'm just...
Oh, I tell him that shit, but I think it's funnier to traumatize him with the show.
Why would that traumatize him, though?
Because he's my dad.
Yeah, but what does that mean to us? Like, explain it.
See, my dad's basically got this whole conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
Where, you know how Walmart has those fucking white strips for the metal detectors?
Yes.
He thinks they're microphones.
Oh.
Okay, that's how bad he is when it comes to that kind of shit.
So what would this show do to him? Like, what would he specifically listen to on the show that would make him feel freaked out?
Well, every time I bring him up, he'd probably tweak out because of it. And I enjoy doing that sort of shit to him.
What does he do? Does he twitch, or does he go, like, burn himself on the stove? What does he do?
Nah, he doesn't do anything physical like that. He just basically rants and raves about how, you know, fucking his tax return will look different the next week or some shit. It doesn't make sense what he says, but
yeah.
He's always ranting and raving about something.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I mean, you know, it's like, it's pretty normal over there. You just, like, have adapted to it.
Oh, it's amusing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty much the only reason why I even deal with it.
When's the last time you and your old man hugged?
Say what?
When's the last... See, he doesn't even know what the word means. When's the last time you guys hugged?
I have no fucking idea.
Shit, man.
I was probably too young to even remember.
Wow. Sorry to hear that, buddy.
Well, I mean, shit. I was out of this house for 6 fucking years because of New York State and several other places.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to have to do another show just, like, based on all that shit.
It'd take too damn long, and you wouldn't be able to talk as much as you seem to like to.
That's okay. No. Listen, it's my radio show, so people call to listen to me, not to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
right.
A forewarning.
No, but I don't mind. I don't mind. I would have a show where the great Russ Dedini could speak more often. Seriously, I would, like, just totally, we would just make sure Ryan did not get to speak.
That's a problem.
Really. Ryan, you're horrible. You realize that? How you weave your way into men's lives, and you become like a herpes virus. You just don't leave.
It's true.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Rusty can't call anyway without you. Think about how that feels. He has to put up with you, no matter what. No matter what he has to do, you have to, like, be, like, hanging out in the background to irritate him. You gotta love her, Rusty.
Oh, hell. She was carrying on conversations with her fucking fiance while she was talking to me on the phone every 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. She did that with me she was starting to do that with me tonight. And
yeah.
I couldn't hang up fast enough because it's like, she talks to him like maybe once every 3 weeks. You know, she has to do it when I'm talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time, too. So I had to reward her with a hang up.
Yeah. Well, she knows where I live.
Yeah.
The most disturbing part about it, she's going to be here in, like, a couple of days.
Okay. Well, listen, once again, I just want to say kudos to everybody for calling into the show tonight. Thanks, Fat Kid. You know what, Fat Kid, I got to tell you, I have to give you the award for the most improved.
Why is that?
Because that show that we had, it was like a free-for-all. You kept going on. You kept going on about movies that were fine movies, but they were just, like, obscure to everybody else.
Hey, I'm a movie eclectic, so fuck it. What are they gonna do?
I understand, but, like, tonight you were just, like, you were solid. You know, you were dependable tonight.
I wasn't drinking that night, though, either.
Oh, that's probably it, yeah.
And I wasn't that drunk last time, but I was just having a good day.
Okay.
But, hey, I got one last final fuck you, if you don't mind.
Nope, show's over. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hey, fuck you to all you fucking trashy, whorebag, fucking cheating-ass, stinky-ass fucking whores of the fucking world. I hope you all get herpesif, die a slow, agonizing death while somebody sticks a fucking glass-sharded fucking baseball bat with fucking rusty-ass nails sticking sideways through it.
Leave Brian alone.
That's directed towards my ex-wife.
I hope you get herpes.
I get herpes?
Not you.
Oh.
Her. Your ex-wife.
Oh, so do I. That fucking unemployed fucking electrician helper fucking real get her somewhere.
And on that note,
that's a
folks,
fucking 10. That's a 10.
And on that note, folks, I'm going to have to say good night.
And hope there's a number 11 show.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Heather.
Thank you.
All right, you going to masturbate after you get off the phone?
Of course.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
www.myspace.com/SamFreedom.